me what is different about my life from when I started coaching. And I think if I just started with the tactical kind of habits that I picked up, I've never been like a habit type person. Usually I can do a habit for maybe 1 or 2 weeks and then it's hard for me to continue. But you've really helped me make these habits stick into the muscle, and I can practice them. So I really think about all my wins, and now it's something that is standard for me. Even I now have a new boss, and my first one-on-one, I started with, okay, let me tell you about my wins from last week and the things that I did. I used your wording, like, I would love your feedback on, is this the right priorities? But it gave me a chance to sneaky, share my wins, which I think was great. I am logging my Headspace meditation, and actually I even got my husband to start doing
Oh,
it.
that's
So
amazing. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
so I was doing it one night. I said, hey, you want to do it with me? And so he tried it, and so I don't know if he's doing it, continuously, but I'm doing it, and practice my breathing a lot. I also just use the pause. So if I want to react, especially with my family, I've been pause and think about it before I have an emotional reaction. And then I feel so empowered because I can delegate, I manage my calendar, I am ruthless about saying no for things that it doesn't make sense for me to do it, or I'm not the one that's uniquely positioned to do it. If someone else on my team can do it, I just delegate it. And I'm so prepared. So actually, I want to share this story with you that I just had a meeting. It's four of the C-level executive staff from HQ and maybe like 20 people from Europe. And we all have to give an update. And so today I thought, okay, I'm going to think about this. I'm going to take my notes about what I want my update to be. And also, what if I get some negative response, or what could they possibly ask me that I'm not prepared for? And so I had a couple of other notes, and I gave my update, and it was well received, a couple of supportive comments and maybe a question, but it went really well. So I felt so good about that versus sometimes I walk into those conversations and I just don't know which way it's going to go. Maybe it's going to go poorly, but when I can prepare, that was really good. So super stoked about the habits that I was able to establish. And then the progress I'm most proud of is probably that piece around preparing for conversations that could be emotional, thinking about what are the objections I could get. And as we had discussed, my most recent promotion, I had to have some back and forth about my compensation, and I did it in a really controlled way that was, I felt like I wasn't losing control or getting, my emotions didn't get in the way. So I was really excited about that. The aha moments. So, what's my most meaningful aha moments? There's so many, but the big one is, and this is personal and professional, when I can feel myself getting upset about something or worked up about something, I stop and think, okay, what's the story I'm telling myself right now? What am I, and is that story true? So if I feel like someone wrote me a message, or somebody said something to me and it's giving me an emotional reaction, like, why? What do I think is happening? It's maybe the story I'm telling myself is, oh, they must think that I'm irresponsible because I didn't think of XYZ. And it's like, is that true? Like, no, it's not true. So I need to just take that emotion and deal with it and then push it away because it's not true. So that is one that I have been using a lot. The behaviors and practices I hope to maintain. I mean, all the habits I just talked about, they're really helping me. So I think just maintaining those is critical. It's helping me be more present. So I even noticed that in my personal life. If I have dinner last night, I had dinner with my husband, and I don't feel like this anxiousness of, let me check my phone. Okay, let me do something else. Sometimes it was hard for me to focus and sit still, but I didn't feel that way last night. So I think I've noticed a change. And then, yeah, is there any way my journey feels incomplete? Not incomplete, but of course I can always still grow, and there's still things I can practice. So yeah, that's